Dennis Knox, Dallas, Texas.
Welcome to the call. Alrighty, everyone, we're ready to go ahead and get started. Thanks, everyone, for joining us this evening. This is our Impact Central training call. Glad that you've joined us. My name is Marcia Pruitt, and I'm honored to introduce our very first speaker today. Now, our first speaker, he's been a million-dollar earner in this industry. He's an industry leader, and he loves to help people succeed working from the comfort of their homes. Now, he's got all the facts, so let's go ahead and get started. Without further ado, help me welcome Dr. James Pruitt.
Well, thank you, Dr. Marcia, for that warm introduction. And boy, am I excited about the things that are taking place in the wonderful company of Impact all over the country. I am still tingling from last week's training call. We absolutely broke it down like a chicken wing, folks. I had so many people calling me excited about the 40-day mental fast. It is day three of the 40-day mental fast. You know, we're just really wrapping up week two of this IQ leadership training that we're doing right now. And this is the second week, folks. We've covered an awful lot of ground. You know, when we first started this, I kind of let everybody know some of the things that we will be going over at the beginning of this training. And I just kind of want to review to make sure that you all know that we are absolutely positively on track with the things that we're teaching. Now, we talked about at the very, very beginning of this call, this training series that we're doing, that we're going to be teaching you how to focus what we call the training focus scale. We've covered that, how to tap into the source of all wealth and all power, how to create dynamic results in your business in 40 days or less. I'm talking about that 40-day mental fast. We talked about how to walk down that ABE, walk down the avenue and learn how to affirm, how to visualize, and how to emotionalize. Folks, we've covered a lot of ground, and I just want to make sure that everybody is truly digesting what it is that we're teaching here. You know, there's a couple of different things that we talked about, and really, if you think about it, tonight's call is really going to be about us playing three childhood games. We're going to be playing Follow the Leader. We're going to be playing show and tell, and we're going to be playing connect the dots. See, if you're already on this call with your designated notebook, then you are already playing follow the leader. We appreciate that. See, leadership is all about followership as well. You have to be following first before you really begin to lead. So I want to congratulate all of you who are already qualified. I mean, you already have one business partner on your right and one business partner on your left. If you have not gotten that done yet, what are you waiting for? It's so, so important for you to get qualified, to open up those lanes of income within your business. One business partner on your right, one business partner on your left, at any level, opens up your the compensation plan for you and allows you to be qualified. I just want to reiterate how important that is. If you're playing follow the leader, you've got to get qualified. Now, I'm going to talk about when I say playing show and tell, folks, I'm talking about showing the plan of this business, being able to tell the benefits of it. And we talked about earlier the recruiting system that we're following. And now you should be able to connect some of the dots. Folks, we talked about offense wins games and defense wins championships. I really want to elaborate on that in this particular training call. I want to make sure that you're really understanding, truly understanding what it is that we're teaching here. Offense wins games. Now, offense means those things that you're doing to grow your business, those calls that you're making, the list that you make, how to double your list, how to grade your list, how to pique someone's interest, how to show them something, and then validate them with the PS3 formula, how you bring in a brand new person. See, all those things are offense. Those are scoring points. Those are making money. Those are helping your people to become successful. That's all offense. Now, we talked about a certain number of principles, a certain number of rules, and a certain number of laws. Once you understand those, now it's easy to build your business in the proper structure. And let me tell you a little bit more about what I mean when I say that. Proper structure. See, our goal here is to operate with a 2020 vision to where you truly understand how to build your structure rock solid so it'll never crumble. And we talked about the importance of building 20 leaders on your right and 20 on your left. Now, you're not going to do that in a day or two, but that's your long-term goal. And the reason you want to do this is you want to build it wide enough that you allow for the one-third rule. Some of your people are going to quit. There's nothing you can do to stop that. Some of your people are going to incubate. That means they sit there, they're taking the product, but they're waiting for their time to blossom. And that other one-third, those are going to be your big-time builders, and those are enough for you to make a true fortune to live that'll last through generations and generations. But let me break down the psychology of how you're building that, okay? Now, you want to get qualified first. That means bringing in one business partner, placing them on the right side, and another business partner, placing them on the left side. See, there's only two teams we're building here, a right team and a left team. The two teams, you'll hear me call that a dual team because it's two, one right, one left. And then after you've done that, now if you're following the 2020 vision, you want to do that again. That means you'll be placing another one right and another one left. Now you've got two right, two left, and then three right, three left, and then four right, four left, and you build that structure all the way out. But pay attention. Don't forget, if you're following the other building laws, then you know that a recruit is not a recruit until they are qualified, just like you. See, once you build that person on the right and the other person on the left, and you're building that 2020 vision brick by brick, right? When you put that new business partner on your right, your goal is to help them get qualified as well within 24 to 48 hours or about a week's time. You want to make that job number one. As soon as you bring in a new person, if you're their sponsor, sponsor means you're responsible for them. So your job is not just to keep putting right, left, right, left, right, left, but you also want to help your people bring in one on your right and one on your left. You got to help them get qualified. Remember, a recruit is not a recruit until they're qualified. Get excited once your people have got one business partner on your right and one business partner on your left. Here's why. Number one, they've got a check coming to them right away. A person's belief level goes way up once a check shows up at their house with their name on it. That's big time important. It shows them that this business does in fact work. What also happens is now those two business partners that they brought in, one right, one left, your goal is to help them do the same exact thing, help them get qualified as well. Because, see, the leader that you're looking for to emerge out of your organization, you're going to find that independent, big-time builder, big-time leader, you're going to find them three and four levels deep. So as you're building your 2020 structure, one right, one left, two right, two left, five right, five left, six right, six left, 10 right, 10 left. As you're building that solid structure, you've got to also become a leader and help those people bring in one right, one left. Help them do the same thing. It never fails. Once you get down to three or four levels deep, you're going to strike gold. Somebody that you didn't know is going to join in your business, and they're going to take off. Now, once you drive that leg four levels deep, that becomes a team. It becomes a team once a particular leg is four levels deep. And this is important, folks, because once you've found that, now that begins to duplicate what you've already set up. Now, once that leg gets down to eight levels deep, now you've got a true leg of business that'll grow all by itself. But you've got to nurture it. You've got to water it. You've got to build it with the proper structure. You've got to demonstrate the proper structure for your people to follow. See, we're building this 2020 vision, and this is really very simple. We're doing the same thing again. We're doing a two-step dance, bringing new people in, helping them get going. Those people that just came in, helping them get going. Bringing somebody else in, helping them get going. Those folks that just came in, helping them get going. The people they just bought in, helping them get going. They're bringing in some new people, helping them get going. The folks that they brought in, helping them get going. The people that they brought in, helping them get going. We're doing the same thing over and over and over. Folks, what happens is you begin to build a muscle. You begin to build build a muscle where it's no problem you piquing people's interest, putting the product, planting that seed of the product that we've got and getting that product inside of them, then realizing the health benefits. But we're looking for people that want additional income. We're looking for people that want to make that extra check and retire or send their children to college and take care of their parents retiring, you know, or bring that wife home from her second job or her first job. And we're looking for people that want to change their circumstance, you see. So we're building this structure brick by brick and following the simple rules that make this up. But all I've been talking about so far, it's offense, and we're going to build our business from event to event. That's why you hear us talking about what's getting ready to take place in Dallas, and I'm telling you, if you're anywhere near, you want to be there. Mr. Eddie Freeman will be there. Dr. Joe will be there. Superstar leader Clardy Richardson, Daddy Rich will be there. His whole group, Fort Knox, I'm telling you, it's going to be a stone-cold group, one I think will live on from now on. And folks, keep in mind, we're going to be building from event to event, because right after Dallas, there's a powerful, powerful event. Superstar leader Mr. Otis Nixon is building there in Atlanta. And I'll talk a little bit more about that, but I believe that's on the 16th of September. See, you see how these events are sprinkled here for you to build from one event to the next event, all the way up to the launch that we're doing in Orlando, November 2nd and 3rd. Folks, all of this is done by design. But we've just been talking about offense. And yes, offense wins games, but defense is what wins championships. What do I mean when I say defense wins championships? Folks, let me tell you something. Offense are those things that score points, those things that make money. But you've got to renew your mind on a daily basis, every single day. See, the defense is what's happening when no one can see. Your defense is you working on you. Your defense is you pouring into you and developing you to think on a higher level, to get rid of all those distractions and focus. See, all of that, you becoming the leader that makes the $20,000 a month, the $30,000 a month, the $50,000, $100,000, $25,000 a week. You know how you get there? You don't get there by doing the same old things you're doing right now. You get there by doing new activities, renewing your mind. Offense wins games. Sure enough, you'll make some little money, but you've got to be doing the defense if you really want to win the championship. I'm telling you what I know. That's why we introduced the 40-day mental fast. It's important that if you're playing offense and you're scoring points and you're making calls and you're following up and you're doing three-way calls and you're connecting folks and you're helping people get off to a fast start, you're doing all those right things, I want to make sure that you're waking up on purpose in the morning, that you're launching your day by walking down that ADE, that you're doing those affirmations, you're doing those visualizations, you're emotionalizing as you're waking up in the morning. You walk into the mirror and you look in the mirror and you say, I am who I say I am, and I am Dr. James Pruitt. I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am wise, I am building a family financial empire that lasts for generations. I'm already earning over $20,000 a month. I'm already earning over $20,000 a month every single month. Dramatic wealth is a virtue. People, circumstances, and events happen every single day that have led me to my goal of dramatic wealth. I am happy, I'm whole, I am confident, I am love, I am bold, I am fearless, I always hit my goals. I am complete, I am sincere, I am God's perfect creation, I am. See, when you're saying that to yourself every morning, even if you don't believe it, your subconscious mind is hearing it. And you just say it every morning, and you visualize it as you're saying it, and you feel that feeling of emotions while you're doing it, and then go on about your day. And before you go to bed at night, you put the power that God has already put inside of you to work. You go in that mirror. This is your personal 60 seconds for you to speak to the champion inside of you. I am. These are anointed words for you to speak right to the champion inside of you. I am who I say I am. And I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I am. So you walk down that AVE before you go to bed. And then you say your prayers and go on to bed, and guess what happens? That subconscious mind just starts to turn while you're sleeping. It starts to break down. It starts to tell you who you are subconsciously as you're sleeping. Just like you don't have to think to blink your eyes, you don't have to think to breathe. It happens subconsciously. But if you'll speak those success words, if you'll plant those success seeds into your mind each morning, each evening, and then go to bed and let the magic happen. You'll wake up in the morning on purpose, with an idea, with a conviction to go and find those people that need you, like a superhero. People are out there. They need a blessing. They need an extra $1,000 a month. They need an extra $1,000 a week. You have the key that can help them get there, but you got to pour the good inside of you. Folks, I'm telling you, these are the things that most people don't see. See, everybody thinks, oh, Jimi Hendrix, what a great guitar player he was. Man, he's incredibly, definitely my favorite guitar player. But nobody saw all the music lessons, the hours of practice that it took to get there, the building the confidence to have those skills. Everybody looks at successful people like Bill Gates and Michael Jordan, whether it's sports or business or entertainment. But I can promise you, these people are getting into the right mindset. They're getting their game face on. See, if you want to start becoming that leader, you got to start playing defense and defending against self-confidence, a lack of self-confidence, defending against doubt and fear, defending against wanting to give up and not go on. See, what's easy to do is what's easy not to do. But you got to have that conviction. You got to feed the champion inside of you. So, yes, we just talked about the 40-day mental fast, the purpose of cleansing out the old negative disempowering toxins. People are telling you that you can't do it. You might as well give up. Oh, you're doing that? Oh, okay. You see, you got to get past that, thinking about what people are going to say about you. Huh? Some folks are so worried what people are going to say about them, they don't ever get around to doing nothing. But when you're on a mission and you know where you're going and you're pouring and planting these kind of seeds inside of you, you develop a conviction where you don't care what nobody's saying about you because you're driven. You're on a mission. And pretty soon all they'll be talking about is how successful you turned out and how lucky you are. But you're not lucky. You're creating your own luck. That's why that 40-day mental fast says to go ahead and turn off the TV. Just for a short period of time. Get rid of that radio just for a short period of time. Quit watching the news just for a short period of time. And instead, start pouring in some good stuff. Don't watch the electronic income reducer. Reduce your exposure to negative people. I didn't say eliminate it. Just don't hang around those kind of folks that are not telling you that you can do it. The kind of people you want to hang around are folks that say, go for it. You can do it. I got your back. I believe in you. That's who you want to surround yourself with. And then you want to start waking up in the morning, walking down that AVE, affirming who you are and whose you are, visualizing it, emotionalizing it. I am. Put it to work, you all. It will work. In the book Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill has a whole chapter about this. It's called Auto-Suggestion. It works, whether you believe it or not. If you hear it enough, you'll become it. As a man thinketh, so is he. A man doesn't mean men, it means mankind. We want you to read something empowering right there on your own website, on the home page, right there on the front. Click in where it says gear and click into industry tools, and there's a whole plethora of books. Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, I highly recommend it. How to Build Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn. That's a CD you must have. You must have. It's $3 it costs. Buy it. You'll appreciate it. It'll pay your dividends. Pour it into your mind. Read something empowering. Watch something empowering. Listen to something empowering. See, when you start doing this, you start changing what it is that you think about. Huh? Watching something empowering, reading something empowering, listening to something empowering, increasing your physical activity, start to sweat a little bit. I told you before, motion creates emotion. You'll feel like doing more when you're doing more. Mm-hmm. physics says a body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body not in motion but standing still tends to do what? Stay standing still. So you got to get in action mode. You got to get moving. I talked about drinking plenty of good water, eating plenty of good food, pouring in that impact edge first thing in the morning, waking up on purpose. And then, folks, it may seem corny. It might seem corny, but you deserve it. Make yourself a dream book. Cut out the pictures of what you want to drive, what kind of shoes you want to wear, what kind of purse you want to carry, what kind of watch you want to wear, what kind of house you want to live in, what kind of beach house you want to have, what kind of lake house you want to live in, what kind of vacations you want to take, what kind of private jets you'd like to travel in. See, what kind of diamond rings you want to wear. Huh? Take a pictures of these things that you want. So you're going to start cultivating what it is you want. Don't be scared to want more. The reason you want more is because you're able to do more. The power's already inside of you. Oh, you got me going this evening, folks. See, offense wins games, but the defense wins championships. And there's a lot of people that won't be able to give up the TV for just 20 minutes, and I understand that. And people can operate on that level. We're going to help you and work with you just the same. But there's some folks on this line that know what it's like to be a champion, to be separated from everybody else, because champions will do today what others won't do, so they'll have tomorrow what others won't have. So, folks, we talked about that clear, vivid experience. I'm just recapping everything we talked about in offense winning games and defense winning championships. So I think you got a clear understanding of what I mean when I say you got to play defense. See, I know a gentleman that I coached and mentored personally, and this gentleman wasn't on my team, but he saw my wife and I speak, and he was part of our training, and he approached us and said, hey, you know, I really want you to work with me. And this was many, many, many years ago. But this guy worked so hard. He read so many books. He listened to so many tapes. He just really poured into himself, and I've watched him develop into just a wonderful person. You know, the average person that graduates high school never reads a book after that. Isn't that a shame? It kind of makes you wonder, which one do you think is scarier, a child afraid of the dark or an adult afraid of the light? Folks, we're here to spread that light and shine that light on you and tell you that you have what it takes to win. You just got to start pouring and believing in yourself and go for it. We've got a unique product that the world has got to experience, and it's up to us to plant the seeds. Some will say yes, some will say no, some will say maybe. You can't say the right thing to the wrong person, but you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. Our job is to keep on saying a closed mouth just won't get fed. It's up to us to feed the people out here who are praying for something. God, please send me something. And here you come with a sample. Here you come with an opportunity. Here you come with a freeway, connecting them with somebody that can literally help them right out of their situation. That's exactly what we have here, folks. You know, that I just watched at the last VIP event that we had in Palm Beach, the quality of individuals that came to that event, you know, I was just blown away with. I was surrounded by Super Bowl champions. I was surrounded by Major League Baseball champions. I was surrounded by basketball champions. I was surrounded by champion mothers and fathers, and all sorts of champions were there at that particular event. And I'm telling you, folks, we've got something tremendously special here. As a matter of fact, one gentleman really struck me. He was not only at the last VIP event, but he was at the VIP event before that. And I'll never forget the first time I met this guy. See, I watched him play. I was a fan of his. He was playing in Major League Baseball. I saw him hitting. I saw him catching and throwing. I saw him stealing bases. I saw all of that. And when I met him, I thought, man, this is the guy that I watched play over and over again. And as I began to hear him talk, and I begin to hear what's in his heart, and I begin to hear what's in his head, and I begin to hear his passion, I knew why he's such a champion. And we kind of struck a bond there. And I'm super, super excited tonight to be able to bring on as a special guest onto this call none other than superstar Major League Baseball champion, Mr. Otis Nixon. Otis, you get a chance to make him a call this evening, sir?
I am here, Dr. Pruitt.
We are so, so excited that you chose to join us. Otis, I'm talking about offense winning games, but defense winning championships. I know offense are all the things that you do to build a business. Yes, you say the right things. You pique people's interest. People hear you say that. Everybody's saying the same words. We've all got the same product. We've all got the same comp plan. We've all got the same executive team. We're all operating in the same country. We have the same elements. What makes the difference in success? It's those people that play defense and build their confidence. How do you feel about that? Do you agree with what I'm saying there, Otis?
I do, Dr. Pruitt. I thank you for having me. It's an honor to be able to enlighten what you're saying. And we had spoken earlier, and you are exactly right. We met down there, and we struck each other high, got to meet. And you brought up something last time, and I reached over, and I said, Fanny, this is what I did for 20 years. Dale Ellis, some of the other guy, athletes are down there. You struck a chord when you said offense and defense. And I shot a question back to you that can apply to what we're doing. I'm really excited about this business, man. It's just got me going. I'm on the phone with Gregory. I'm going around. Today I think I signed up a couple of people, but I'm pouring back in. And I asked you a question a little bit earlier. I said, why do they have one guy on offense, nine guys on defense? Okay, we won, guys, if you guys don't know it, we won 14 straight pennants for the Atlanta Braves in 1991 up to through a period of time, 14 pennants. Most of them was won by defense. And that's what he applied in. So we went into that area. I said, well, I can take 20 years of experience, 14 pennants that we went through, and go back, and I was known for a defensive player. We got Dale Ellis on the phone. That I think is on the phone. Dale was known as an offensive player. So as this was applying, my grandmother always said, son, when a preacher gets up and you got to speak behind him, don't preach over what he's already preached. So, guys, I'm not going to go over no more than to say a couple of things than to concur what Dr. Pruitt was saying tonight. That's going to apply because my team, Dr. Pruitt, is on fire down in Atlanta, which when you come, I heard you talk about Dallas, and we support Dallas. But Atlanta, this is new. This is groundbreaking. Super Bowl stuff going on with the Edge, and we're so excited that we're going to be teaming up at a golf tournament and presenting the Edge to the golfers. And then we're going to come back on the 16th that you mentioned, but we go into something that we're doing. Fanny, and my girlfriend, is a trainer. She's a corporate trainer. So she's getting all this stuff and just pulling it back in. And I look over to the right last night, and this is the truth. She went on the computer, and she went and put together the dream sheet of all the things she wants. She's got a gift to use a computer. So she got in her own world, and she did hers, and hung it on the computer, and it looks so good. Guess what's going to happen? Just like you said, she's going to achieve it, and I believe it, and I did mine last night. So when I went through some training, let me tell you what happened 20 years with the Atlanta Braves. Everything we did before we went to the championships and went to the World Series, we had to go to spring training. And it was in West Palm. We went to West Palm in 1991, 1992. That's where we started our training, which is what you are talking about, training us. And that was spring training. That's how we won the pennant. So what you're talking about is fruit to my ear that I'm going through. And what we don't do, guys, I really love this guy. He, I can't say enough about what he's doing for us. And we don't down in Atlanta, and I really want to stress what he's saying about negativity. We had to run a little bit out on the golf course. We had to run a little bit out down in West Palm. It's very important that negativity is not a friend of what we got going on in baseball. Anything, it just don't apply. It's very easy when you get hold of this thing of positivity to move it out. It's like curcumin running out stuff out of our bodies. So I apply that. But what's going on the back end of this? What, Dr. Pruitt, I'd like to say something before I end, and I'm going to wrap it up here. And I shared this with you, and I think I've spoken to your spirit, man, that you have a pathetic edge when you're speaking. It's so clear. It's so deep. Maybe it's not the first time that somebody's told you this, but we can hear it through the phone. And if you've never heard it before, you have a wisdom, knowledge, insight, and discernment of way of speaking. and doing this, and there's a lot of experience going on behind what you're doing. So I'm a leader by nature, but now I have to step back, drop back, and, brother, get behind you. And, guys, if you guys ever get down to a fly-in, if you can get to Texas and join hand and rub shoulders with Dr. Pruitt and his wife, you're going to be amazed. You are going to be amazed. You would want to grab them, pick them up, back them up, and put them in and take them with you. So with that being said, I'd like to turn it back over to Dr. Pruitt, and I thank you, brother, for the bottom of my heart. My team, Becky, Gregory, these are my leaders. I got Fanny, John East, I got Scott, Jill, I got Dale Ellis, I got the newcomer just came in today, Tony. We got Harlem Gold Truck. We got, man, and we got about 10 that hadn't even signed up. We're excited down here, man. We don't know what to do. We jump up and down, and we just have to drop back. I'm like, I got bumpy brakes. We got to get on the phone tonight so we actually do this thing as a team. But thank you, brother, and I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Hey, so good to have you, man. And you spoke so much wisdom. I just want to make sure everybody understood what Otis Nixon was saying. He was talking about defense and winning those pennants. Now, he's speaking about the game of baseball. And let me tell you why I'm saying this. Baseball is a unique game. That's why it's called the American pastime. It's a unique game. Football, you always have an offense and defense. You always have 11 players against 11 players. And basketball is always 5 against 5 or 3 on 3. But baseball is unique because when you're on offense, you're in that batter's box. It's you and the pitcher and 9 other guys. On defense, that's what he was talking about. Just want to make sure everybody understands what he's saying. Otis, you bring so much wisdom. And to have a champion like yourself on the line breaking this thing down like a chicken wing, I can't wait to September 16th. Boy, we're going to have so much good stuff going on. I just appreciate you being on the call with us tonight. Otis, any closing comments or closing words you have for anybody that's on the line before we move on, sir?
Guys, I can't. You know, I think what is happening, it's an experience. It's so new, but it's very valuable. Not only to, you don't want to, you can't contain this product. You can't contain Edge. It's a, it's something we're giving back to our family. We're giving it back to the world. And it's just going to spread like wildfire. I can't wait to get down. I would like to say something to everybody on this line. Your leaders are very important to you. Don't feel like any questions is dumb. I call Becky and Gregory and these guys, I'm on a steady basis call, and sometimes I think I'm bugging them, but I'm not. Lean on your leadership, and you'll get where you need to get to.
Man, those two awards could not be spoken. Again, thank you so much, Superstar Champion Otis Nixon, fantastic leader, man of God. We just appreciate all that you do. And, man, every single one of us are pointing at you right now, clapping and saying thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for putting together that fabulous event there on the 16th on September in Atlanta. I know you got something else going on 28th of this month as well. Folks, you just heard it from superstar leader Otis Nixon, and I'm telling you, the type of people that are attracted to what we're doing, the caliber of folks that are coming to business, you are in very, very good company. Now, you know that we've said it before, and we're going to say it again. If you're going to build this right, you got to build it three ways. You got to build it in your mind. You got to build it on paper, those are notes that you're taking right now. And you got to go out and build it in the field. And if you'll do that, you'll build it in the proper way. But I want to just make sure everybody knows that you got to run, not walk, run straight into next month. You want to build that momentum. Momentum is so important. I call it the big mo. When you got the big mo on your side, boy, you got something. So right now what you're doing is you're creating that momentum. And you got to think, you're building momentum within your business and you're building momentum within yourself. But I want to point out something as we wrap up. Now, they once did a study where they hooked up all the brain nodes and all the CAT scans and all the things to a guy's brain and to the machine. And then they showed him some images, and they study all the brain patterns as he's seeing these images. He's sitting there in a chair. He's all hooked up to all these Geiger counters and all these different tools, and they're measuring his brain activity as he's seeing something, okay? They recorded all that information, and the next day they had him come in, close his eyes, and just think about those same images that he saw. And when he closed his eyes and just thought about the images he saw the day before, it created the exact same brain activity as it did when he was looking at those images. So my question to you is, where does sight really begin? Does it begin with the eyeball, or does the eye send the signal to the brain and sight begins there in your mind? You see, the images you play in your mind are coming attractions of what you'll see with your eyes. I want you just to imagine, folks, that you're sitting in a movie theater, and you walk into this movie theater, and there's nobody in there but you, and you're waiting for the movie to start. You got your popcorn, you got your drink, you got your hot dog. It's just you. You're the only one in the movie theater. And all of a sudden, the movie that you came to see, it starts playing. But you notice this is not the movie you chose to see. It's actually a movie about your life. And there you are as a child growing up, and there you are with Christmases, and there you are going to school, and there's your siblings and your parents, and it's your life. You're like, wow, this is a movie about my life. And then you notice it goes all the way up until you walking into the movie theater and watching this movie. And then you begin to notice that whatever you think about pops up on that screen. If you could create the rest of your life and how it will go, how would it go? What will happen next? And if you can't figure out how you got there, just say to yourself, next thing you know, and then put yourself in that situation. Next thing you know, I found three or four fantastic leaders. Next thing you know, they brought on some leaders. Next thing you know, I was getting a $20,000 check. Next thing you know, I'm earning this. Next thing you know what? Then what? Then what? I want you to imagine it. I want you to see it. I want you to visualize it. I want you to have that image of what you're striving for, what you're going to attain. That's creating it. We are born in a creator's image. Those things you create mentally, you will see them happen if you hold those thoughts long enough. Offense wins games. Defense wins championships. On behalf of Dr. Marcia, along with superstar leader, champion, Mr. Otis Nixon, I want to thank each and every one of you for chiming in. Make sure you tune in again this Saturday. Superstar leader Mr. Eddie Freeman will be doing his call. Man, that's going to be off the chain. I can't wait. Can't wait for that call. So I encourage all of you to make every single day count. Keep piquing interest. Keep showing the plan. Keep connecting to your upline support leaders. Keep doing those three-way calls. Keep bringing in those new people. Keep helping them get started just right, helping them get qualified, and then helping them get qualified, helping them get qualified. Play an offense, but every single day, wake up on purpose and put the power inside of you that God created when you go to sleep. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. Have a wonderful evening. Goodbye for now, and we'll see you on the next call on Saturday. Thanks so much, folks.